Welcome to Shift with CJ. I'm your host CJ, and together we will explore the areas of health, human performance, biohacking, psychology, and much more that will inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Okay, now I want to talk to you about something that is really special to my heart, which is investing the first 60 minutes of your day in rituals or routines that not only strengthen your body, but your mind and your spirit as well. So this concept of investing the first 60 minutes in something like this is called the power hour. It's a practice where you prioritize taking care of no one else but yourself first, and your well-being starts in the beginning of every day. Research shows us that dedicating time to these rituals can have a very big impact on your overall health and productivity. By starting your day with the activities that actually promote your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, you set a positive tone for the rest of your day. For example, you can use your power hour to meditate, do some light exercise, read a book or listen to a podcast, practice some gratitude, do some journaling, or spend time with loved ones, or walk in the nature. These activities have been linked to reducing stress and increasing happiness and overall life satisfaction. It also improves your cognitive function. Let's look at some science. One study published in the Journal of Applied Psychology showed that people who practice self-care in the morning experience overall less stress, they have better performance throughout the day, and when you compare it to people who don't, these guys are so much more happier. So set a specific time for your power hour. For me, it works right after I wake up, and make it a consistent part of your routine. So consider setting up your alarm clock even earlier. If it's just 30 minutes to an hour, get up earlier, invest that time into something, and you will get a happy, productive, and fulfilling day. The next one is also really important. It's a concept. The concept is productivity is about energy and focus. It's not about time. If you have to increase your productivity, it's important to focus on your energy levels rather than the amount of time you spend working. There are many ways to boost your energy, like getting enough sleep, eating healthy, staying hydrated, exercising regularly. All of these habits have shown to improve cognitive function. It improves memory, it improves concentration. And to be honest, time management by itself is really tricky. People think it's simple, but it becomes really tricky because you're always looking at managing time and not your energy, and time is not well managed. So the real secret to time management is not managing time at all, but actually managing your energy, because you can never get more time, but you can always get more energy. And energy is the fundamental currency for high performance. So put down, if you're having your third cup of coffee and you just want to be awake, put that down and listen up. One more essential thing is sleep. Yes, a lot of people think sleep is a waste of time, but it is actually an investment, and the ROI is your energy. So make sure you're getting enough quality sleep every night and see how your productivity increases the next morning. The next I mentioned earlier was exercise. Now, exercise is like a magic elixir for your energy levels. It releases endorphins, it boosts circulation, it clears your mind, and also helps you get your body moving. And moving your body for even a few minutes first thing in the morning is amazing. It does wonders. The next thing is to eat healthy. Make sure you eat good fats. Make sure you have enough protein. Make sure you have a bunch of vegetables and avoid that blood glucose spike that we spoke about earlier. The next thing is taking a break. Now, you cannot be productive all day long. You can do it, but you might reach a burnout. So taking regular breaks throughout the day can help you reduce the chances of getting to a burnout. It's like giving yourself a recharge or a reboot time. One of the things you can do is to take a power nap if it works for you. So if it does, try it. If it doesn't, listen to some music, do something else. It's going to be amazing. Your time and presence with us through this podcast is highly appreciated. If you want to learn more, then head over to our website, www.shiftwithcj.com.